It's time for Middletown Playoff Basketball on WMSS. Today's game is brought to you by Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, VFW Post 1620, Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, JD's Junction, Gingrich Memorials, Middletown Home. With kids in mind, J&J Pizzeria, DHL, Tim Clouser Remax Realty Select, Giant Foods, C&E Lawn Care Landscaping, Middletown Swim Club, Bastien's Auto Service, 230 Cafe, Middletown Pharmacy, The Hetrick Center, Seven Sorrows Athletic Association, TJ's Car Wash, Blue and Gold Club, and the Middletown Area High School Alumni Association. Now let's take it out to the game with the WMSS Sports Crew.
Central Dauphin East High School. Steve Leedy and Brian Kaiser here on the Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network as Middletown gets set to take on Danville in the first round of the PIAA Boys Quad A State Tournament. The task is simple: win five games, collect the golden trophy.
Yeah, that simplifies it just a little bit there, Steve.
Probably a little bit too much, but as we have seen, Middletown on the right side of the draw as District 3 champion last Lancaster Catholic already got knocked out by one of those District 12 teams that are on the other half of the draw.
Now, we had said coming in, you know, the silver lining for Middletown losing the district championship game is that the District 12 teams are on the other side of the draw from you, and if you hopefully get to see one of them, it means you're in the state championship game. So that is something that Middletown definitely looks forward to. They play against a Danville team tonight who, a solid team, but one that, just like Middletown had been in the past, maybe a year away from their best basketball, a very young team overall, and had a key injury coming in to the playoffs of District 4 where they lost their point guard with a broken wrist. So this is a team that you would expect Middletown to be the favorite in this game, not having to travel far away. We've seen some weird results already, though, this weekend. It's state playoff time, and you don't know what motivates, what inspires teams to play harder, play stronger. Blue Raiders are going to have to come out tonight, and they're going to have to play some good basketball to beat this Danville team.
And we know the winner of this game will take on Johnstown, who beat Schuylkill Valley a little bit earlier this afternoon in the game that is directly opposite of this one. So the winner of this game will take on Johnstown. That game slated for Wednesday night. Who knows what's going to happen to the PIAA schedule if we get the snowstorm that everybody is anticipating.
If that happens, then we'll worry about it then. Yeah. If you lose tonight,
doesn't matter.
You can sit back and just enjoy the snow and being piled in. Otherwise, you've got basketball to play when they do schedule it. But it's a Middletown-Danville matchup tonight where the Blue Raiders, I think, want to get out, use their athleticism. This might be an opportunity to get well again from the difficult overtime loss in the district championship game.
All right, we will take time out. When we return, Brian will talk to Chris Sattell, the head coach of the Middletown Blue Raiders boys basketball team. Again, it is Middletown and Danville, first round state playoff game. Back after this on the Giant Foods pregame show on the Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory. Keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder. Not just another funeral home. The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 would like to congratulate the Blue Raiders on a great season. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown. For more information about joining the VFW Post 1620, you can call 944-3137 or check out VFWPost1620.com. Congratulations, Blue Raiders, from Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Brian Kaiser back on the pregame show alongside of Middletown head basketball coach Chris Sattell. Coach, let's go back to that district championship game. Obviously, the guys were disappointed, but looking back, it was a gallant effort by the team, and team showed a lot of heart, a lot of fight, and just ran into a team that played like a buzzsaw in the last part of that game.
Yeah, the fourth quarter and overtime, Lancaster Catholic really showed their senior leadership, made a couple of big shots, had a couple and ones. We just kind of ran out of gas there, but for the most part, I was proud of our guys' effort. It was a great effort. They played hard for 36 minutes, and we just came up on the short end. I thought we had a chance towards the end there that we were going to be able to find a couple of possessions, but we weren't able to get them with Tyer losing the ball. So that kind of hurt us a little bit.
I think one of the things that people forget about the game of basketball many times is what you mentioned, that senior leadership. The fact that this team right now, you've got one senior who had been playing significant time in Luke Marakovich, and how much does that really affect a team when, I know with the seniors, they understand this is their last shot?
Well, and that kind of happened with, that was our wake-up moment down at Garden Spot against Berks Catholic. Luke had a really bad turnover. We used the timeout, and I had to remind him that there is no more times for him. This is it. So while some of our juniors made some mistakes, our senior leadership there, he kind of understood, like, this is it, win or go home, and he kind of stepped up there. So it's nice to have Luke. He's really progressed into a nice leader here over the last 2 months.
And now you're in the state tournament, and it is truly one loss, and you're done. The entire season is over. But you're on the, what we call, quote-unquote, the western side of the bracket. And on this side of the bracket, there's no District 12 teams. Not to say that it's a clean run, but it definitely is a path where it's navigable.
Absolutely. We've kind of looked ahead at all the different possibilities and all the different options of the teams that we're playing. This time of year, everybody's good. So we've really got to focus with Danville. We put a lot of time and prep in this week, watched a lot of film, broke down a lot of their stuff. We respect them, but we're not scared of them.
You talk about this Danville team. They've got some, they're not an overly deep team, but they are a team that presents some issues with size on the inside that you're going to match up with tonight.
Absolutely. And Michael Mattis will be starting for us tonight. They have a big 6'6 kid in the center that has some nice post move. They really do a lot of stuff with ball screens. They're very good at it. They're well coached. So we really got to stay disciplined, make sure we hedge and recover, make sure guys are talking the screens so that we can figure out kind of what they're doing, and then keep an eye on their shooters, number 5 and number 10.
Tyer Mills banged up, not going to be available for tonight's game. That means you're probably going to have to look for some other guys to step up.
No, absolutely. So we're looking at our bench and we're saying guys like David Alcock, Kyle Truesdale, Kobe Sprecher. This is why they practice all year long, is to get opportunities like this. So when it does arise, someone else is ready to step in and take their place.
What is the ideal pace? Is this a team you want to get up and down the floor against?
I think we can. I think that's one of the advantages that we have athletically, is we can kind of push the ball. And these guys, we watched a couple of films against Lewisburg and whatnot, and they were able to get the ball out in transition and score on them pretty easily at times. I don't think it's going to be easy as it was in the regular season. I think everything's a little bit more magnified this time of year, and possessions are a little bit longer, and everyone's a little bit more patient. So we'll see what happens.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thanks so much.
Middletown head basketball coach Chris Sattell, back with more after this here on the Giant Pregame Show on the Figger Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, Blue Raider Sports Network.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
Thursday, March 16th, from 9:15 a.m. until 12:15 p.m., the Middletown Home will be a host site for AARP as they do 2016 income tax returns. This is a free service, but you must call the Middletown Home and reserve a spot. Appointments are available by calling 944-3351. That's 944-3351 at the Middletown Home.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
And welcome back to CD East High School. Steve Lee, Brian Kaiser here on the pregame show, the Giant Foods pregame show, as we get set for Middletown and Danville, first round of the PIAA State Basketball Tournament in Class 4A.
And you get a matchup between the third seed out of District 4, and District 4 basketball has improved over the years. At one time, you'd pencil this in for pretty much an auto win. For the District 3 team coming out. I don't think it's that way anymore. District 4 quality of basketball has definitely improved, especially at the lower levels. They've had some real success. This Danville team presents a few problems. Number one, they do have some size. And Dyson Harward, 6'4", sophomore, averages pretty close to a double-double. He averages almost 13 points a game. In the playoffs, he was averaging 9 rebounds per contest. He's a guy who's really come into his own as a young player and has developed quite well for this Ironman team. And then you've got Peyton Riley, who is a tough matchup on the outside because of his ability to hit threes. He's a sharpshooter from the outside. He's got 50 threes on the season. Those are two guys that pretend that give you specific problems. And then you've got Shane Kosiak, who's actually the leading scorer of this team, and he does a little bit of everything. So it's a team that is not overly deep. It's a very young team overall, as their starting lineup consists of 4 sophomores and a senior, and they wouldn't have had a single starter who was an upperclassman if it wasn't for the injury to their starting point guard, Jordan Bickhart, who broke his wrist before the playoffs. So this is a team to keep an eye on. We'll take a look at these starting lineups. Steve is furiously, by the way, right now, writing down all of the scores, because this is the late game out of all of the Quad A boys matchups tonight. So we will have a full rundown of the scoreboard and who actually is going to advance to the next round for you coming up, I'm sure, at halftime at the very latest. Well, let's take a look at our starting lineups. We'll start off with the Danville Ironmen, 17-8 under head coach Lenny Smith. They will send to the floor 6'1 sophomore Shane Kosiak at 14 points per game. Peyton Riley, a 6'1 sophomore at 11 points per game. Gavin Geiger, the 5'8 senior, averaging about a point per game, but has 6 points in his last 2. And Colin Holcomb, a 6'3 sophomore at 8 points per game. And Dyson Harward, who is a 6'4 sophomore. He averages almost 13 points per game, coming off a double-double against Athens in the third-place game out of District 4. And the path to the playoffs for this team beat Columbia Montour Votech in the first round of District 4 playoffs 71-19. Then lost to Lewisburg, the eventual champion of District 4, 65-55. And then had to come back and beat Athens. And District 4 only gets three teams. So that was a very important win, because without it, Danville would not be in the state playoffs. And the starting lineup for the Middletown Blue Raiders, they are the number two seed out of District 3, 20-5 on the season. Head coach Chris Sattell will send the following players to the floor. Ryan Hughes, a 6'4 junior at 17.5 points per game. Luke Marakovich, a 5'10 senior at 13.5 points per game, coming off a 22 in the overtime loss to Lancaster Catholic. Chris Plummer is a 6'3 junior at 13 points per game. Trey Leach, a 5'10 junior at almost 9 points per game and a season-high 20 against Lancaster Catholic. And getting the start in place of the banged-up Tyre Mills, it's Michael Mattis, the 6'7 senior, averaging just 2 points per game, but also over two blocks per game when he gets the opportunity on the inside. Blue Raiders' path included a win over Eastern York in the 4-5 game of District 3 Quad A. They then turned around on Ryan Hughes' buzzer beater to eliminate Berks Catholic by 1 in the district semi, before leading for most of the game against Lancaster Catholic, but eventually losing in overtime to the Crusaders, who, as we've heard already, have already been eliminated from the tournament. Let's see if there's going to be an anthem or not. Both teams have been introduced, as you would expect here at CD East. It is a more blue and gold crowd, as it is an orange, white, and blue crowd, as those are the colors of Danville. Middletown in the home whites. And we are in our overhead perch. Make sure you check out our Facebook page on WMSS FM. Appreciate you joining us here for tonight's broadcast. We also thank the Blue and Gold Club for providing our rights fees for the playoffs. And right now, we're set to jump center. Steve Leedy has your call.
All right, thank you very much, Brian. As Mike Mattis is at center circle along with Harward, and the opening tap is controlled by Middletown. It's going to be Hughes taking it down the left side, puts a shot up, no good. Rebound is going to be by Danville, the Ironmen, with their first possession here as we are underway, as Geiger will bring it down the floor for the Ironmen. Comes over to the left side. That's Riley. He'll take a deep three. It's good. Peyton Riley with about a 24-footer to open up the scoring here. It's 3-0 Danville.
He's been hot of late. 7 threes in his last 2 games. That one was a deep one over top of the length of Plummer.
Mattis at the elbow, goes across to Plummer, left elbow, jumper, back of the iron, no good. Rebound, Hughes runs it down and has it on the right wing. Right corner is Leach. Leach will drive inside, puts it up. It's going to be swatted away by Harward underneath. And here comes Danville the other way. Riley, he'll dribble on the left wing, fakes the 3 again, gets Hughes in the air, but passes it back to Geiger near midcourt. Back over to Riley. Riley dribbles in, pushes Hughes to the floor, and that's an easy charge going to be called on Peyton Riley.
Yeah, great job by Hughes, who is not known for his defense because he's not usually asked to pick up a difficult matchup defensively. Great job of sliding his feet right down the baseline, cuts him off, and Riley's only recourse is to extend the arm and push him back.
Trey Leach brings the ball down the court, top of the key for the Raiders. Bounce pass to Mattis, left elbow. Scoots it over to Marakovich, right corner. Down low to Hughes. Gets it poked away. It's loose, and Danville will have possession of the basketball. It's going to be Riley in the backcourt.
Good steal by Riley. Anticipated the move from Hughes before Hughes was able to make it.
I got the Geiger in the front court. Geiger goes over to the right wing. That is Riley underneath Harward. Shot was blocked. Loose, and it's going to be a tie-up. It'll be Danville basketball here on the jump ball.
Important stretch at the beginning of this game for Danville, and they've already weathered a bit of a storm. You're on the road. You had travel a little bit farther than what Middletown did, and while it may not be a home gym for Middletown, it will feel that way. Important for Danville to get off to a good start in this one.
All right, over to Riley. Now back to Geiger. Geiger comes over to Kozik. So Zeke off a screen, loses it behind the back dribble. It's going to be in the backcourt. Leach is going to pick it up, sliding to the floor, passes it off to Hughes, to the bucket, and he is going to get hammered by Harwood.
What hustle, though, from Trey Leach. And the important thing was he pokes the ball away but never gives up on the play. So he pokes the way and the ball away from Geiger, and Geiger sort of slows up on the play. Leach never stopped, slid on the floor, got the ball, and was remained patient as he got it and was able to find Hughes.
All right, Hughes misses the first of the two free throws. Having a little trouble at the free throw line over the last couple games.
Now he's seen his percentage drop from 75% to 71% over the last couple games.
Does make the second one, though, and Middletown on the board. 3-1 Danville. 6:07 left to play in the first quarter. As quick pass, Riley down to Holcomb to the bucket. It is up and good. 5-1 Danville. Middletown quickly the other way as Marakovic going to be fouled at the elbow. Just dribbling to the inside.
They'll get Geiger on this one. Third foul already here in the first half against Danville.
Raiders inbounds, little alley-oop style touch pass to Hughes, and he puts it off the glass and in off the inbounds play.
Set a double screen to get Hughes open.
5-3 down underneath. It's Holcomb again, goes right underneath the bucket and has an easy basket. 7-3 Danville.
Poor execution on the press from Middletown. Did not get really set very well, and they had a numbers game against them.
Hughes, left side. Mattis, right wing. Leach, he'll drive to the bucket. Got too far underneath, no good, and the rebound going to be out of bounds off of Middletown.
Took it strong, wanted to get it up quickly because he had hype around him. Leach, unfortunately, never got some elevation.
Danville the basketball. It's Kozik. We'll give it up to Holcomb. Now it will be Geiger who crosses the midcourt stripe. 5:15 to go in the first quarter. 7-3 Danville with the lead over Middletown. Leach almost gets it, or pokes it away. Now Hughes almost saves it, and that was an early whistle. We had a good vantage point of that.
That was a horrible call initially. Yeah. Hughes never got the chance to try to save it in because it never was even close to being out of play.
Danville with the basketball. They get it into Harwood. Now it's Geiger in the front court. Geiger comes over to Riley. Riley left wing, fakes the three. Now hits Kozik going down the lane, puts it high off the glass and in, got it over Mattis. That's 9-3 Danville.
This team is accustomed to playing against size, so Mattis being in there in the middle, not going to phase this Danville team as much as it may some of the other teams that they might have matched up with.
Plummer in the lane, puts it up and good.
That's a strong take, and you need that from Chris Plummer. He's a guy who has to get going. His offensive game is so important to helping him in the rest of his game.
Harward hits Riley going down. Pass it across to Holcomb, and it's going to be a charging foul against Holcomb pushing off.
That's an easy call, too, and a great job by Chris Plummer on the break. But Danville is looking to run the floor quickly. They got down the floor, and Holcomb just put the shoulder down, went right into Plummer, who had established position just outside the left block.
Mattis out, Truesdale in for the Raiders. And the Marakovic across midcourt. 9-5, the Ironmen lead here. 4:15 left to go in the opening quarter. Hughes in the right corner. Comes back out, Marakovic, top of the key. He'll spot up, takes the three. It's in and out. Rebound is still on the floor. Plummer ended up kicking it, and it's going to be Danville ball. Just bad luck.
It was bad luck, and it's a ball that should have been secured cleanly by Danville, but never was. They never got the opportunity to get hands on the ball, and Middletown almost was able to pull that one away.
Riley, baseball pass down to Kozik, who tries to drive in against Leach. Now Leach pokes it away, and Plummer comes up with a steal. Here comes Truesdale. Down court to Hughes. Drives in, left baseline, loses possession of it. And it was poked out of bounds. Looked like Riley may have poked it away.
Riley has definitely picked up the defensive assignment on Hughes to start things out.
Hughes looks to get it inbounds, does so to Truesdale. Back out to Marakovic, top of the key. Spots up, three-pointer on the way. That's off the mark. Rebound, Harward underneath. Here comes Danville. Geiger will be double-teamed at midcourt. He'll pass it off, Harward. Harward dumps it down to Kozik. He lost it. It's still loose. Leach comes away with it. Leach dribbled it off of somebody's foot, And then Danville tries to save it out of bounds, and Kozik ends up going out of bounds when he touches the ball.
Not a smart play from Kozik, but for Middletown, that's just, again, bad spacing, bad luck. Call it what you want to right there. Leach coming off the floor, and Plummer running directly in front of him and was unable to, I guess Leach was unable to recognize where Plummer was going.
Leach down low. Hughes puts it up, no good. Gets his own rebound. That putback attempt, no good. And now Hughes is going to be called for a rebounding foul. First against Middletown.
Yeah, he's frustrated, too, and he should be, because those two chippies on the inside. Great post-up move. And the thing that, and people who are not aware of Ryan Hughes' game that they underestimate is his ability. He's got great feet in the low post. So he can post up smaller players and sometimes even bigger players, because technically so sound, he just didn't finish.
Riley will bring it up the court for Danville. Crosses midcourt, 3:15 to go, first quarter, 9-5 in favor of Danville. Here's Geiger on the left wing. Geiger back to Riley. Dribble against Truesdale. Passes it off to Geiger, left wing. Dribbles out toward the top. Passes it to McGall, and he hands it off to Riley, but Truesdale able to poke it out of bounds. Kobe Sprecher are going to check in for Middletown for the first time.
And this is what Coach Sattel, without having Tyre Mills available, going to have to dip a little deeper on the bench. Try to get some minutes out of Kobe Sprecher, maybe some minutes out of David Alcock as well.
Ball is stripped away, but Harward ends up with it, drives it off the low block, puts it high off the glass. It's good, and he gets the foul.
Now, he's a good basketball player, and Sprecher trying to body up against him on the inside, just not enough length to affect the shot, picks up the personal foul, and a chance for Harward at the line to complete the three-point play.
Free throw is no good. Rebound is going to be controlled by Middletown and pinballed around, and Truesdale got the rebound. 11-5, Danville with the lead. Plummer with it on the right wing. Pass it off to Leach. He'll drive right down the lane. Puts it up, in and out, no good. Rebound is going to be by Danville. Harward finally gets it. He'll give it to Riley. Riley up court. Long pass. Saved from going out of bounds by Geiger, but into the hands of Middletown. Here's Plummer. He'll run it the other way. He throws it down to Hughes. He has to save from going out of bounds. Truesdale to the bucket. Up and good.
It wasn't pretty, but it ends up working. And any point that they can get right now is a good one. They've struggled making some easier ones.
Leach almost with the steal, can't save it from going out of bounds.
Yeah, I'm not going to say right now that Danville doesn't deserve to be ahead, but you can just feel right now that Middletown, all it's going to need is to get going a little bit.
There's the baseball pass down court, Harward, and Hughes will block that one out of bounds.
That's tremendous help defense, and Danville looking to release long against Middletown consistently in this game, completing the pass, but Harward thought he was clean, and here comes Hughes out of nowhere.
Yeah, we've seen that long baseball pass a couple times now. Geiger passes it off to Riley. Riley being guarded by Hughes on the left wing, back out to Geiger. Back over to Riley. Riley gets a screen, tries to dump it down to McGall, and he will pass it to nobody. It goes all the way down the court and out of bounds. It's going to be Middletown basketball down by the Danville end line.
And now it will be Harward's time to come out of the game. So the big guy will get his breather with about 2 minutes left. They'll try to use the entire break plus the quarter break to give him what he needs. See if Middletown can take advantage.
Bounce pass, Hughes tries the three. That's no good. Sprecher gets the rebound, puts it up, and he is going to get fouled. So Kobe Sprecher at the line for Middletown to shoot two.
Somebody's picking up their second. It's going to be Holcomb, and that may require Harward to come back in. They do not have a great deal of size off the bench.
Second foul on Holcomb. Sprecher at the line. First shot is no good. He is just 25% on the season.
And it is Harward who has to come right back in because of it. And the foul in putting Sprecher at the line, not a big deal from the points perspective. He very rarely connects.
Second shot is no good. And lane violation.
Lane violation. He knew he'd missed that one so bad that he ran across the line trying to rebound it. Pretty much before anyone else knew that he left his hand.
So Danville with basketball. They lead by four here, 11-7, with 1:43 to go in the opening quarter. It's going to be Kozik, right wing, working against Marakovic. Off of the screen, now it's Harward. Riley, he'll try the three. That's an air ball, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be a Middletown ball.
He'll get an earful on that, but Riley, after hitting the initial three of the game, he's been looking to find some room over here on this left wing, has not been able to get open. That was the first bit of clearance that he felt he had, and pretty much rushed it.
Ryan Hughes will bring it down for Middletown. Cross midcourt over to Leach on the right wing. Off of a screen from Plummer. Leach goes right down the lane, puts it up, and it drops. But they're going to call the foul before.
That's the right call. He got fouled, bumped in the lane.
Kozik. Yep, Kozik with the foul. His first. Team sixth for Danville. Inbounds pass, quick one to Hughes off the glass and good.
Taking advantage of an inattentive young team off that inbounds. Second time they found Hughes in the same sort of inbounds to score.
Geiger on the right wing. The top of the key, McGaw over to Riley. Had enough room, didn't take it though. Top of the key is Kozik. Back over to Riley. Riley with Plummer in front of him. Riley dribbles. Now Plummer attacks and he dumps it into Harward underneath, and he is going to be called.
That's Sprecher.
Yeah, it's Sprecher with a foul.
And it's a good call. And Middletown fans don't like it, but Jacoby's arms were right underneath, and he was underneath the arms of the big man for Danville. And Kobe Sprecher, as he does sometimes, gets in foul trouble. He's already got two here in the first quarter.
Mattis back in for the Raiders. Inbounds pass. They get it to Geiger now down low. Riley, his shot is no good. Rebound, though, by Danville. Here's Harward, and Mattis gets the block, and they're going to get. Is that going to be Mattis?
They're getting Mattis, yeah. But it's a bad call. Mattis was clean up top.
Fourth team foul against Middletown.
We have the benefit where we are of having a pretty good vantage point at this end. We're above the action. Could see that one pretty clear that Mattis had a clean block.
And also have a pretty good view of Harvard's free throws. They haven't looked that great, but he does make the last one. 12-9, Danville's lead is 3. Middletown with the basketball here with under 40 seconds of play in the first quarter. Rakovich passes it off to Leach. Leach left corner. He'll drive into the paint, kicks it over. Hughes open for three. He'll take it. He got it. And we are tied at 12.
And Ryan has 8 of the 12 points for Middletown, really shouldering a lot of the offensive load.
Riley dribbles down in the corner, and he fires it way back into the backcourt. It's going to be over for a backcourt violation. Middletown basketball with 17 seconds to go in the quarter.
Interesting what Middletown's been doing, though, defensively. They have been waiting for Danville to get into specific spots, and they're coming hard to double-team.
Hughes, inbounds pass, and he's going to get fouled going to the bucket. That's going to be Peyton Riley's second foul.
Not a deep Danville team either.
No.
So this is a team that, especially after the injury to Jordan Bickhart, their starting point guard, who's kept him out of for pretty much the rest of the season since the beginning of the playoffs. This team usually goes 7, maybe 8. And they're going to be tested with that depth with the foul trouble.
Hughes' first free throw is good. It's going to be Coleman Cush checking into the game for the Ironmen.
First Middletown lead of the game.
Second shot from Hughes. That is good. He's 3 for 4. Strike 14-12. The Raiders with the lead. A 9-1 run here for Middletown. 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Pass, now it's Harward, right baseline, looking. He's just going to have to force one up himself. It's no good. Hughes had the rebound, and Harward came way over the back. Should have been a foul, but none called, and it's going to be a jump ball, but Middletown's going to get possession here with 2.8 on the clock.
This is a young Danville team, but it's also one with a little bit of a swag to them.
Hughes, half-court jumper at the buzzer. No good. We'll take timeout. Our score after one quarter, it is Middletown 14, Danville 12. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com. Giant Food Stores would like to congratulate the Blue Raiders on a great season. Also, congratulations to the band, cheerleaders, WMSS, and everyone who made this season a success. Great job, Middletown, from your friends at Giant Foods.
Welcome back, Central Dauphin East High School. Steve Lee, Brian Kaiser. Middletown with a 14-12 lead after one quarter.
It took them a little while to get going, and specifically it's been Ryan Hughes who has gotten Middletown going on the offensive side of the ball. 10 points out of Middletown's 14 in that first quarter. I think one of the biggest keys, though, here in this first quarter to come out of it, foul trouble. Colin Holcomb, Peyton Riley, each with two personal fouls. Those are starters for Danville. Middletown's Kobe Sprecher has two fouls, but again, he's a guy who, that's sort of his role, to pick up a couple fouls on the inside, bang, and try to rebound.
Riley Geiger back to Riley Harward in the lane. He took a big step. Yeah, it's a travel. I was waiting for this official to call it, but it was called on the other side. Middletown have the ball.
And the pass from Riley was perfect. It's exactly where it was. But for some reason, Harward getting spooked on the inside by Mattis and Hughes, who have blocked him a couple times in that first quarter.
Middletown with the basketball, leading 14-12. Leach, top of the key. Bounce pass into Hughes. Got behind the defense and puts it up and in. Ryan Hughes with 12 points. It is 16-12, Middletown.
And the problem is, and this is Danville's not unfamiliarity with him, they're trying to match him right now with a guard. And it's very difficult to do because he'll take the guard to the inside consistently.
Geiger to Riley. Harward, top of the key. Hands it off to Geiger. Geiger holds over to Holcomb. Holcomb hits Kozik going down the lane, turns around, switches direction, puts it up with one hand, and good.
He's a smooth player, and they're trying really hard to get him the basketball.
Leach, foul line, kicks it back. Marakovic, corner, three, in and out. Rebound by Harward.
Well, when Luke's hitting, as he was in the district final, I mean, he can be deadly from the outside. When he's not, it seemed to come up in chunks. And right there, that one was in and out. It was a good stroke, just not falling yet. 0-for-3.
Holcomb, Harward, Geiger. Now it's Riley. Puts it up with one hand, no good. Rebound. Harward comes flying in. It's going to be called for the foul. That's going to be his second.
And that's a tough call against him because Mattis had not established any sort of position at all on the inside. There was no box out to speak of. So it's really hand wrestling up top. I got to say, Steve, I think that's a bad call there by the officials against Danville's big man.
That's not. They didn't give it to him. They gave it to Holcomb.
Wow. In a way, that's even bigger. That's his third.
Mattis at the line. First shot, no good. Rebound is by Hughes, and he is going to be fouled.
Kozik's going to pick up his second. And the fouls continue to mount against Danville. That's already nine in the first half against the Ironmen.
So Hughes will be at the line here. First shot on the way. Good.
That's the last one and one that Middletown has to traverse here in the first half. David Alcock into the game for the first time for Middletown in place of Chris Plummer.
17-14, Raiders lead by three here. 6:23 go in the first half. Hughes' second free throw, rattles around, no good. Harward to rebound for Danville. The Ironmen have it. Down by three. Here comes Geiger across midcourt. Kozik back to Geiger, back to Kozik. Kozik on the left side, Harward at the foul line. Mattis in front of him. He goes over to Riley. Top of the key is McGall over to Geiger. Geiger on the left wing. Harward top of the key. Mattis comes out to meet him there. Over to McGall. Now top of the key, Geiger. A lot of quick passes here. Kozik, left wing. Top of the key, Riley open for three. Short rebound, though, is by Harward. And he will be reached in upon Are they going to get Leach?
They should.
Yeah, that's who it should be.
Leach was the guy who grabbed his wrist.
Yep.
First foul on Trey.
Inbounds fast. Double screen up top. Kozik tries a three. That is an air ball, and it's going to be out of bounds. Middletown basketball.
It's a great set play, but if you're going to run that play, I'd be running it to Riley. He's the guy who hits threes more consistently. They run it to Kozik, and he airballs it.
Leach will bring it up the court for Middletown. Marakovich at center circle. Dribbles to the top of the key, over to the, towards the left. Now switches directions into the lane. 12-foot jumper. Good. First bucket for Luke Marakovich, and Middletown is up 19-14.
And a nice take from Luke because he recognized the defense, a little bit of zone up top, just gets around the first, and the back end did not step out the challenge, so he hits the mid-range.
Right to the foul line, now comes back in with a pass to McGall, and Riley with it on the left wing. Cross to Harward. He'll take the 17-foot jumper. That's no good. Rebound is Trey Leach. He'll quickly turn the other way. Cross midcourt. Threads it down. Marakovich to the bucket. No good. Leach taps the rebound. Mattis gets it. Puts it up and in.
And when the shot blocker goes for it, it leaves everything else open to a couple of offensive rebounds.
Timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. 4:57 left to play in the first half. It is Middletown 21, Danville 14. Back after this on the Figure Thinking About a Funeral Home. Blue Raiders Sports Network.
C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-972.
Welcome back to CD East High School. Steve Lee, Brian Kaiser, Tim Neville, our studio producer tonight. I do want to send a big thank you out to the Blue and Gold Club for sponsoring our playoff basketball coverage of this Middletown boys basketball team. As the Raiders lead by 7 here, Danville with the basketball. They'll cross midcourt. That's Geiger going down the left side of the lane. He's going to be fouled.
Marakovich. They pick up that time, and that will be foul number 6 against Middletown. Plummer back in place of Alcock. This Danville team, the notes on them, very young, can be careless with the ball sometime and vulnerable to dribble penetration. We've seen a little bit of that so far tonight.
Riley, elbow jumper is good.
And just use a little bit of a pump fake to clear some room for himself. Plummer had to step back, and when he did, just enough room for Riley to hit his first two of the game.
21-16, Raider lead is 5, 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Leach, baseline, kicks it out. Marakovich, Plummer, corner, thought about 3, couple dribbles, back out to Marakovich.
Danville in a 2-3 zone because of the foul trouble.
Marakovich, Plummer, he'll take the 3. It's good.
It's not like he's going to pass up an open look. Plummer back in the game, couple touches on the outside, gets a little bit of a crease, and against the 2-3, you've got guys who can shoot him out of it. It's a good thing.
24-16, Raider lead is 8, biggest of the game for Middletown. Harward, left wing. We'll pass it off. McGall. Around it goes to Geiger, now it's Riley, top of the key, back to McGall on the left. McGall, left wing. He's looking for somewhere to outlet it to. Finally gets it to Kozik. Back to McGall. And he takes a big step.
And that's the difference between a starter and a bench player. McGall gets the basketball back after the double team. He's wide open. And instead of instinctively going, hey, nobody's going to be on me, and take it directly to the basket, he thinks about things and ends up committing the turnover.
Raiders with the basketball. 24-16, Middletown leads. 3.5 minutes to play in the second quarter. Marakovich passes it off to Plummer in the front court. Center circle. Now over to Marakovich on the left side in the front court. Back to Plummer. Center circle. Leach. Middletown just looking for a way to get to Hughes. And somehow it gets through. Back to Plummer. Fade away. Three-pointer in the corner. It's good.
Now, the reason that they were trying to get it to Hughes was because the pass to Hughes was going to suck the defense in and allow Plummer, where they were getting a screen, to get him open the corner again, because anytime he starts hitting threes, he starts feeling it and he starts lighting it up.
11-point lead for the Raiders. Pass underneath. That is McGall underneath. Banks it off the glass and good. 27 27- 18. Raider lead is 9. Over to Plummer in the corner. They're looking for him again. Behind the back dribble. Steps back. Three-pointer again. Back of the iron this time. McGaw almost had the rebound, but Leach steals it away and puts it up and in.
Now credit Truesdale. Truesdale's the guy who got the hand in there on the rebound. Never gave up on it. Middleton up by double digits for the first time.
Geiger, top of the key. Over to Kozic. Pass it down to Riley in the paint. Kicks back out to Geiger. Geiger at the elbow. Harward. Baseline left side. Kicks it over to Kozic. Now it's Harward inside. A lot of contact. Forces it up and in and gets the foul.
Yeah, and they've got to do more of that. Harward's got a nice size advantage against most people that he's going to be up against when Mattis is not in the game. And now Hughes picks up foul number 2. And this is a smart move from Coach Sattell. Hughes, who carried you through the first quarter, you take him out of the game now, you bring Alcock back in, make sure Hughes doesn't pick up a third foul here in the first half so he can be clean and green in the second half.
And Harward makes the free throw. So 29-21 is the score. Raiders lead is 8. Here's Leach going to the bucket, hits Truesdale backdoor, nobody there but can't make it, and the rebound is going to be a foul against Middletown. As Harward is knocked to the floor.
If they're going to get Leach. Nope.
Truesdale?
Initially, it's Truesdale. And it's going to be 1-1. First foul on Truesdale.
It's going to be Dyson Howard at the line, the 6'4 sophomore.
There is your wide open look on the offensive end, Steve, and Middletown doesn't make the shot, and this allows Danville to try to claw a little bit closer. The one benefit now, there's no size underneath the basket if Harward misses this.
Front end is good. After an ugly first two free throws from Harward, he has adjusted well and has made his last three. Second one on the way, and that one is also good. Gets the friendly roll. 29-23. Raider lead is 6. Here's Plummer. Goes down to Leach, right wing. Trey Leach with the dribble back. He'll slow things down. Goes down to Plummer in the corner. Baseline is Leach. He'll work his way inside, gets it stripped away, and they're going to call a jump ball. It's going to be Middletown ball.
It's a really nice play from Peyton Riley, who has two personal fouls. And despite that, when Leach took him down to the low block, still reaching in aggressively, not giving up on that play.
Truesdale over to Leach. Bounce pass, trying to get it to Plummer now. Leach ends up with it still, and he's going to be fouled attacking the basket.
And that will be 2 on Harward. Just out of position on the play, and Leach was able to sort of stutter his step to the inside, get the big guy off balance, and when he went for the shot block, just reached underneath him and drew contact.
Leach, first shot, no good. 50% on the season.
Yes,
Leach.
But up to 50% after
yes.
a just absolutely fantastic 8-for-10 in the district championship game.
Second shot from Leach is good. 30-23. Raider lead is 7 with a minute 45 to go in the half. Geiger in the backcourt. He'll work it up against Marakovic. Crosses the timeline. Right side in the front court. We're going to set a screen up. We'll pass it off to Kozic. Harward back to Kozic. Stops. Pass tipped away. Plummer tips it. Middletown gets the steal. Here comes Leach. Baseline jumper pulled up short. Gets his own rebound, though, and puts it up and in.
But when you are the guy who misses the shot, you're the guy who knows where you're missing it to. Leach immediately knew he pulled the string on that one and got the rebound.
Riley down court. McGall to the bucket. No good. Leach gets the rebound. Tries to dribble through the traffic, and he is going to get fouled. And he'll go to the other end to shoot 2.
And that's a mistake on it. That's a mistake by Riley because I think he's picking up number 3.
Yep.
Frustration because McGall comes down. And again, Truesdale is not going to be somebody who will put huge numbers up in the scoring column. But man, the hustle plays and the little things he does. That one, he contested. And because he was able to contest and affect McGall, out of nowhere, misses the shot. Middletown gets the rebound and gets the third foul on the sharpshooter.
And Leach makes the front end of the 2 free throws. Second one is also good. 34-23. Raider lead is 11. This match is the biggest of the game for Middletown. Minute 5 to go in the half. Lenny Geiger across midcourt. Leach almost stole away, but gets to Kozik. He'll drive down. Shot is blocked by Truesdale. Rebound by Riley. He'll put it back up. That's no good. Rebound tipped by Harward. That's no good. And they're going to get Truesdale swiping at Harward, trying to poke the rebound away.
I'm going to have to say something to Kyle about his ups. That is pretty impressive on the block there from young Mr. Truesdale. He does end up picking the foul at the back end of that when Middletown couldn't get to Karam at any point. His second, he'll sit down. Mattis returns for the last 54.5.
Harward at the line. First shot is good. 34-24. One more for Mr. Harward. And that is also good. 34-25. Raider lead is 9. Rakovich to Plummer. Down across midcourt. Passes it off to Mattis. He'll hand it right back off Plummer. He'll take the three. That's short. Rebound goes to Danville. There's Kozik. He'll bring it down himself. Has Marakovich in front of him. Attacks down to low block. High shot. No good. Rebound tipped up by Harward. No good. And the rebound's going to be knocked out by Mattis.
Yeah, at the other end, though, Steve. Bad decision there from Plummer. You're up 9 at this point. Play for one shot. No need at that point to take the rush 3. There's no pressure whatsoever. No shot clock. The worst thing you can do is have them cut into your lead before half.
Kozik, Riley. Now it's Kozik down the lane. Shot with, I think Mattis may have got a piece of it, but Harward gets it. Spins around, no good. Rebound put back attempt by Kozik is no good, and we'll have a foul on Middletown.
It's going to be Plummer picking up the personal. That'll be his first.
Well, Shane Kozik had the strike for Danville. First shot. Back of the iron hard. No good.
That was not a good look there. A little too much adrenaline pumping through the 6'1 sophomore leading scorer for this team.
Second shot on the way. This one is better and is good. 34-26. 8-point lead for Middletown. 20 seconds to go in the half. Leach, center circle. They'll circle back around. Now they will probably look to play for one here. 15 seconds. Over to Leach. Back to Marakovich. Top of the key. 10 seconds. Leach, right wing. Leach holds. They skip it all the way across into the corner. Marakovich for three. It's good. And that will take us to halftime. Our score at the break. It is Middletown 37, Danville 26. Back with a halftime show after this. Here in the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Middletown Swim Club, a proud supporter of Middletown Athletics, is accepting new memberships for its 2017 season. Across from the Middletown Area High School and complete with two diving boards, a giant slide, a pavilion to host parties and events, a large green space, and so much more, the Middletown Swim Club is the perfect place for members to make memories with friends and families. Their number is 944-4235. Leave a message and get more information about becoming a member of a Middletown Swim Club.
Number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown, Super 91.
Bastien's Auto Service of Middletown is a proud supporter of Blue Raider Athletics. Bastien's does minor engine repair, brake work, exhaust systems, tune-ups, electrical troubleshooting, general automotive repair, and emissions testing. Don, Tim, and Ray get the job done right the first time. Bastien's Auto Service of Oak Hill Drive in Middletown, open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5:30 p.m.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulates Steele High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Rice. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in High Spire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles, and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Hetrick Center, proudly serving Middletown since 1979. Specializing in musculoskeletal and neurological conditions, the Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists collaborating for the patient's benefit. They accept most major insurances and they're home of the HydroWorks aquatic therapy pools. They have offices in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. The Hetrick Center, moving you in the right direction.
Seven Sorrows Athletic Association is a proud supporter of Middletown Area High School Athletics. Seven Sorrows offers a variety of sports programs to the youth of our community, including football, cheerleading, boys and girls basketball, and boys and girls track. The Seven Sorrows Athletic Association would like to wish the Blue Raider boys and girls basketball teams good luck as they make their district and state playoff runs. Go Raiders!
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania Athletics and Academics.
Welcome back, Central Dauphin East High School. Steve Lee along with Brian Kaiser here at halftime as Middletown has a 37-26 lead here at halftime.
Let's just take a look at the stats quickly for Middletown. 13 points for Ryan Hughes, 10 of them in that first quarter, which pretty much kept Middletown in the game after a slow start. Actually gave them the lead after 1-14-12. But it was also Chris Plummer with 8 points. Trey Leach with 7-5 for Luke Marakovic, including the three-pointer at the end of that first half that beats the buzzer and allows Middletown to go into the locker room with this 11-point lead. Kyle Truesdale, Michael Mattis each with 2 points apiece. Danville led by Dyson Harward, 10 points, also 10 rebounds in the first half for the sophomore big man. Shane Koziak, Peyton Riley each with 5 points, 4 points for Colin Holcomb, and two for Brandon McGaugh. Fouls really an issue in the first half for Danville. Holcomb and Riley each with three personal fouls. At least that's what we have them for in the first half. Harward also with two, as does Koziak for Middletown. Truesdale and Sprecher, two players off the bench with two, but Ryan Hughes with two personal fouls. So he had to sit for the last couple minutes of the first half to avoid any further foul trouble. So, score right now 37-26 in favor of the Blue Raiders at the half. Things going well for Middletown, and we're going to step out for a break. When we come back, we'll run the scores in the state Quad A boys bracket. That's coming up after this here on a halftime show of the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbeiner, along with Supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home and Crematory, keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbeiner, not just another funeral home. The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 would like to congratulate the Blue Raiders on a great season. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown. For more information about joining the VFW Post 1620, you can call 944-3137 or check out VFWPost1620.com. Congratulations, Blue Raiders, from Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, pet markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
Welcome back. Central Dauphin East High School. Steve Leedy, Brian Kaiser here at halftime as Middletown leads 37-26 here in the first round of the state playoffs in boys quad A.
Yeah, let's just quickly roll the scores. We'll start top of the bracket down. Lancaster Catholic, the District 3 champion, out at the hands of the 4th seed out of District 12, West Philadelphia. 78-65, the Crusaders done for the season. West Philly's next opponent will be Wilkes-Barre GAR. District 2 second seed, 72-59 winner today over Sealands Grove. Conwell Egan continues the dominance for District 12, an 81-59 win over Saucon Valley. They'll next play Nanticoke. The District 3, the District 2 third seed upsets Bethlehem Catholic 58-56. Imhotep, a 74-41 winner today over Bishop McDevitt. They'll next play Scranton Prep, and what should be a great matchup. Scranton Prep annihilates Salisbury today, 99-46. It was Augen Reed, the District 12 third seed, 84-36 romp over Jim Thorpe. Berks Catholic will be next for them. They won 59-39 over Lewisburg. That's the upper half of the bracket. Next for Middletown will be Johnstown, the District 6 champion, a 62-52 victory over Schuylkill Valley. Quaker Valley, 76-52 over Harbor Creek. Grove City, 57-50 over Central Valley. That's the District 7 and 10 District 7 and District 10 second seeds who will match up next. Newcastle's the District 7 champ, 72-38 win over Sharon. McGuffey knocks out Clearfield 48-46. Beaver Falls, a 62-52 winner over Central Martinsburg. Erie Strong Vincent will be next for them. They won 67-48 over South Fayette.
Believe it or not, I think I only have one more score I don't have in the boys' side and all these tournaments that are going today.
We'll get them after the game.
Foul line jumper by Riley is going to be a foul called against Middletown. As we get the second half underway, Plummer is going to pick up the foul.
And for Middletown, that first half, it took them a little while, but they rode Hughes, get them in the game, and all of a sudden they found some other things that started working for them. Plummer hit a couple shots from the outside. Beautiful set play for Marakovich to end the half.
First shot by Riley, no good. Second shot. Uses all of the rim and it rattles through. 37-27. Raider lead is 10. First possession of the second half here for Middletown with Marakovich across midcourt. Over to Leach, right side. Leach dribbles, approaches the wing. Now it's Hughes, mid-range. Now kicks it back. Marakovich, three-pointer up front of the rim. No good. Rebound, Mattis. Well, he might have been over the back on Holcomb, but no foul called. Danville gets the rebound.
Good box out there from Holcomb.
Yeah. Runner in the lane, or down the baseline by Riley off the glass, and good.
And again, we've got him for three personal fouls, so if Middletown can pick up another, especially with Hughes on him, then that would put him in a lot of issues.
Hughes in the right corner. Raider lead is 8. Marakovich, Plummer. Back to Marakovich, over to Hughes, right corner. Dumps it down, baseline. Marakovich, he has to go back outside. Hits Mattis to the bucket, too short with the layup attempt. Holcomb the rebound. Up court, Riley. Riley, left wing. Dribbles, thought about the three, now kicks it back out to Geiger with 6:45 to go in the third. Raiders lead by 8. Ironmen with the basketball.
And smart basketball also from Danville. They want to slow this game down, even though they're behind. Be very deliberate.
Kozik to the bucket. Mattis eliminates that shot. And Marakovich the rebound. He's pushed from behind by Kozik.
Didn't get away with it.
Kozik's going to pick up his third foul. So now Kozik, Riley, and Holcomb all with three.
And it's a bad foul, too. It's a frustration foul more than anything else. And I said to you earlier, this Danville team is young, and they've got a little bit of an edge to them. And you can see frustration for them. They do not get over it easy. That comes with a little bit more maturity. And Kozik, just a dumb foul there, running into Luke from behind.
Luke Marakovich, top of the key to Hughes, tries to three from the left wing. That's no good. Rebound run down by Riley. He'll give it up court to Geiger. Now it's going to be Kozik. Looking inside for Holcomb. Back out. Jumper is good by Kozik.
I wouldn't even mind a timeout here from Middletown. They've come out here in the second half. They're settling. And even when they've gotten a good look, Mattis had a clean look on the inside, didn't make it. They really need to refocus.
It's an 11-point lead at halftime, but Danville, they have the first 5 points here of the second half. Here's Leach driving baseline to the bucket. No, rebound is by Riley. Here come the Iron Men again. Bad pass, tried to thread it through Hughes, but Hughes sucks that up. Going to bring it down the other way to the bucket off the glass. No good, but he is going to be fouled.
See who this says. I think they're
Riley is pleading.
I think it's Geiger, though. They're going to get for the foul. Thank you to the head of the official.
Well, now we got to rely on our double reflection through the windows here. And looks like it's going to be Geiger.
Yeah. It's his second.
So Hughes at the line for the Raiders. First shot is no good.
Still not consistent from the line. He seems just a touch off with his stroke from there.
Second one from Hughes on the way. This one is good. Stops the bleeding a little bit. 38-31. Raiders lead by 7. Ironman with the basketball. Riley up court to Holcomb. Back off to Riley. Deep three. In and out. Rebound is by Hughes. He'll dribble away from the traffic. And brings it up the left side of the court. Down to Marakovich. Corner. Three on the way. No good. Leach gets the layup attempt. That's no good. Rebound Danville. Here comes Harward to the bucket. Off balance, no good. Rebound. Mattis saves it from one out of bounds. Gets it into Plummer. Plummer switches it over to Leach for a three-pointer. Off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound. Hughes was in position. There's going to be a foul called, and that is going to be Riley.
That's four on Riley if we have it right, because Riley grabbed the hold of Hughes' arm on the backside on the offensive rebound.
That's number four for Riley, and quickly here comes Brandon McGaugh off the bench.
He's had to play a lot of minutes, a lot more minutes than what he's accustomed to, and see if they try to get Hughes immediately into the offensive action.
And that's passed to Matt as he puts it in on the alley-oop style floater in the lane and gets fouled.
Very underrated part of Middletown's game is how well they run inbounds plays. That was on display against Berks Catholic. Was it on display right here?
Geiger gets the foul. Free throw attempt by Mattis is no good, and now we'll get the ball knocked out of bounds by the Raiders.
Yeah, unfortunately for Harward, he caught the rebound, was off balance, and had to turn and just throw the ball off of Plummer, who is the nearest guy.
Kozik to Geiger. Geiger, midcourt. Over to Kozik. McGaugh tries to get the pass off to to Holcomb. It's stolen away. Here comes Hughes. Marakovich to the bucket. Off the glass and good.
Get in transition. That's what you're told. Timeout, Danville.
Timeout. We'll step out as well. 4:44 left to play. Third quarter. It's Middletown 42, Danville 31. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
On Thursday, March 16th, from 9:15 a.m. until 12:15 p.m., the Middletown Home will be a host site for AARP as they do 2016 income tax returns. This is a free service, but you must call the Middletown Home and reserve a spot. Appointments are available by calling 944-3351. That's 944-3351 at the Middletown Home.
For 44 left to play in the third quarter. Middletown leads Danville 42-31. Winner of this game plays Johnstown on Wednesday night in the second round of the boys 4A state basketball playoffs. Geiger in the backcourt for Danville. Double teamed at midcourt stripe. Pass it off to Kozik. Holcomb. Now it's Harward. Baseline right side. Hands it off to Kozik. Kozik dribbles in from the lane. Lost it though. Here's Hughes with it for Middletown. Hughes across midcourt. Top of the key. Heads over to Marakovic, left side for three. That's no good. Plummer, though, runs down the rebound. He'll try the three. That one's off the back of the rim. Strong, no good. Harward gets the rebound, and we've got a foul against Middletown.
It'll be Mattis over the back.
Yeah, he had the big meat hook around Harward's shoulder.
He's going to get a breather anyways, I think. Because Mattis will come out. Kobe Sprecher will come in. Also, Truesdale returns in place of Trey Leach. Remiss not to mention the Middletown girls season over, but a very respectable loss today to a team that very well may win the state championship. Newman Grady beat them 77-50.
Holcomb to the bucket. Sprecher with the block, but they're going to get Sprecher with the foul.
His third. And in terms of fouls per minute, I think he's just about at the one per minute mark.
That might be a little high. Holcomb at the line, first shot, rattles around, high off the rim, but bounces no good.
And he's a guy who's had foul trouble also. So when you're in foul trouble, it makes it very difficult for you to get in any sort of an offensive rhythm.
Second shot, also no good. Rebound by Middletown. Hughes gets the board, and he'll clear the traffic. 4 minutes to play, third quarter, 42-31. Middletown leads by 11. It's going to be a handoff to Marakovic at center circle. Over to Sprecher. Truesdale in the right corner. Bounce pass into Hughes. Mid-range jumper. Good. Ryan Hughes getting back into the flow here for Middletown. 44-31. Raider lead is 13.
Look right in the eye of Harward and just shot the ball right over top of him.
Geiger in the front court for Danville. Working against Marakovic. Gets around him. Passes it off to Harward. Baseline jumper is short off the front side of the rim. And the rebound will have a foul. Called against Middletown. Is that Truesdale?
No, that's Hughes. That's the third on him, and that's not a good foul for him because he's over the back. And when you're up by 13, that's a play you just give up. You allow that offensive rebound. You got out position. Holcomb got there first. Don't give up the third foul there. It's more important.
Goes again, bounce to Harward. Pass, bad handoff in traffic. Leach knocks away, steals it to the bucket, up and good.
He is such a pest on the defensive end of the floor. Just always in your face. And Trey Leach makes it happen defensively to the offensive side.
If you want some blood in there for heart and soul, it's Trey Leach all the way. And there he's going to, I believe it's going to be him picking up the foul.
A little bump.
Bump
That's
on the body.
It. Second on him. Middletown. Sprecher with three. Hughes with three. For Danville, it's Riley with four. Kozik and Holcomb with three.
Here goes Kozik into the lane for Danville. Tries an off-balance jumper, rattles around, no good, but he will be fouled.
That will be Truesdale's third.
Yep, Truesdale with his third. And Shane Kozik to the line, one for two there tonight.
That means Alcock will come back in.
Kozik, first shot, missed it to the left, no good.
Let's see. Yeah, it's going to be Truesdale coming out of the game. I think the main thing for Truesdale right now with those three fouls is they, without having Tyre Mills available today, they want to make sure that they've got backup guards to go to in that fourth quarter if they need them.
Plummer in the backcourt for the Raiders. Passes up to Sprecher. Takes the pass. Now he's going to go back to Plummer in the front court. Plummer, right side of the front court. Hughes, right wing. He'll turn around. Takes the three. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound. Leach tips it up. That's no good. Sprecher with a tip attempt, no good. And a rebound is going to be a tie-up between Alcock and Kozik. Yep, it's going to be Middletown ball.
Couple of chances there for Middletown. And Danville just getting a little bit lax on the inside in terms of their boxing out.
Bounce pass gets to Leach. Now it's Alcock, top of the key. He'll dribble. Hands it off to Hughes, wheeling around down the lane. Sprecher underneath low block, puts it up, no good, and he's going to get fouled. Is that Harward?
Should be. Blocking foul would indicate him, and it will be his third.
Yep.
Problems big time for Danville because they don't have size on the inside. And when Kobe Sprecher gives you and is able to draw some fouls on the inside, that's a good sign. And incidentally, he's bound to make this one coming up because he misses the first one pretty badly and as a 25% foul shooter.
The law of averages would suggest.
I still wouldn't put any money on it.
I would not put a single penny on it. No good.
It's a decent stroke though that time.
Yeah. Rebound by Danville. Riley cross midcourt on the right side. Picks up a screen. Bounce pass. Harvard to the bucket. No good, but he will pick up a foul.
See who they have here. The Alcock, I think.
I think you're right.
His first. Both these teams, they're going to be in the bonus going into the fourth quarter, it seems.
Harvard misses the first. Is Alcock with the foul?
2 for 7 here in the third quarter for Danville from the line.
Second shot is good. 46-33. Their lead is 13. Rockovich cross midcourt. Leach on the right side. Passes off to Alcock. Right corner. Back out to Rockovich. Top of the key. He'll step foul line. 12-foot jumper is good.
And that's what they need to get back to because Luke now up to 9 points in the game. Dribble penetration is the way to beat this team defensively, especially with the foul trouble right now. They have to lag back a little bit and play a little bit more tentatively.
Geiger in the backcourt. He'll cross the timeline. Minute 45 to go in the third quarter. Middletown leads by 15 points with Kozik down to Harvard. He'll try to put it up. Spins into Plummer. And they're going to get Plummer.
That's Sprecher.
No, Sprecher. No.
The way that Kobe plays defense in the low block.
Hey, man, he's been in there for about 2 minutes since he had his last foul.
Exactly. I mean, the issue is Harvard gets the basketball, and Kobe just keeps moving forward, and he never stops moving his feet. So the second that Harvard turns around and makes contact, Kobe's not set. So it's going to be a foul on him every single time.
Howard missed the first, misses the second as well, but Kozik gets the rebound shot blocked by Mattis, but it goes right back to Harvard, who puts it up and in. 48-35, Raiders by 13. Rockovich to Leach, cross midcourt, in traffic, behind the back dribble, in too much traffic, stolen away. Here comes Kozik the other way, puts it up and good.
And Danville has picked up a little bit of a half-court trap. And it worked that time as they caught Leach over on the sideline.
Leach into the front court. Dribbles to the right wing. Double team there. Truesdale in the front court. Mattis, elbow, jumper. Good. Nothing but net.
And that's what you need for Michael Mattis. If you're going to leave him alone on around that. Oh, there's a travel.
Yep, Harvard at midcourt gets the pass and took an extra one.
If you're going to have Michael Mattis out there on the floor, he's got to be able to provide you with offense. And there he gets the basketball in a place where he can be successful. Right at that elbow jumper that Middletown so dearly loves on the team and how they run sets, Mattis has to be able to knock that down when he's given that shot. He does, and again, shows why he can be a vital piece of this team.
6 points tonight for Mattis. Raiders with the basketball up by 13, 45 to go here in the third quarter. Marakovic at center circle. Back over to Truesdale. Down the corner to Leach. Bounce pass back to Marakovic. Middletown will see if they just try to hold for one here.
They should.
Marakovic,
patience is needed here.
Center circle with the dribble. Back to Alcock. Alcock fakes the pass. Now it's back to Mattis. Nobody out on Mattis because Harvard's his man and he's sagging back deep. Leach. Back to Truesdale. 15 seconds on the clock now. Harvard comes out on Truesdale now. Hands it off to Marakovic. Bad pass, stolen away. Here comes Kozik down a lane against Marakovic. Puts it up no good, but he's going to be fouled by Marakovic.
And the problem for Luke after he picks up his second foul, the problem that he had there was as Middletown tried to work the ball in and work clock down, they didn't recognize that they put themselves in a very bad position on the floor. They sort of walked next to each other and allowed a natural double team to happen And when Marakovic turns around, he's got two guys in his face and can't really get rid of the basketball.
Kozik misses the first, makes the second. That's been his pattern, 50-38. 12-point lead, 5 seconds to go. Marakovic, Truesdale, he'll fire a deep three, and it is an air ball with 9/10 of a second left on the clock. And where are they going to inbound? They're going to inbound it from back here.
They have to.
Yeah.
The ball went out of bounds. That means Riley comes in the game with the intention, I'm sure, of just throwing the ball as far as he possibly can down the floor, if possible.
Yeah, they've run the baseball pass a couple times. So Riley, looking to chuck it in, just gets it into Geiger, back to Riley, and he cannot get a shot off in time. So we will take timeout. Our score after three, it is Middletown 50, Danville 38. Back with the fourth quarter after this here in the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home. Blue Raiders Sports Network.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Welcome back, CD East High School. Steve Leedy along with Brian Kaiser here. 8 minutes of basketball left as Middletown has a 12-point lead here to start the fourth quarter.
Ryan Hughes leading the way for Middletown with 16. Marakovic and Leach with 8 apiece. For Danville, it's 13 for Harward, 11 for Kozik, 8 for Riley, and a lot of foul trouble.
Geiger driving to the bucket, up and good. Cutting the lead to 10. First bucket of the game for Geiger, 50-40. Raiders with the basketball, Hughes, Marakovic into the front court. Now center circle over to Hughes, right wing. Back to Marakovic. Back to Hughes in the corner. Hughes drives baseline, puts it up, and swatted by Harward. It's going to be out of bounds as Kozik tried to save it, but stepped on the sideline.
It's a great block from Harward, except he swats it so far that nobody on his own team can come up with it. And Middletown still gets the possession. Important for Middletown to be true to themselves here. You don't just waste time here.
There's Marakovic with the 15-foot jumper from the wing. It is good.
Good recognition from Luke. Saw that the defense was extending, but not giving any room underneath. So he just stops inside, hits a little 12-footer.
Geiger. Kozik. Bounce pass into Harward, trying to get around Mattis, and will draw the foul. Mattis picks up his third.
And now this is a tight, a little bit tight issue here, because you got Sprecher with four already, Mattis with three, Harward on the inside. If he is able to post up against guys much smaller, he can be a real issue on the interior. So Mattis will stay, I think, for now.
First one is good. Second shot, no good. Rebound almost went back up and in, but Middletown gets the rebound, and Plummer dribbling in traffic is going to have it sold away. Riley to the bucket, and it is good.
Went right into a double team. He did not recognize it at all. And this defense is starting to work a little bit here for Danville, running a little bit of a 2-1-2 zone trap.
Hughes with it, right side, drives in from the wing, now throws it to Leach, but Leach was cut into the bucket, and Hughes thought he was still outside. It's out of bounds and a turnover, and it's going to be a timeout. Middletown will take one as well. 6:23 to play, fourth quarter. Middletown 52, Danville 43. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
Welcome back. CD East High School. Steve Leedy, Brian Kaiser. Dan McGarrow is here as well, posting stuff onto our Facebook account, WMSS 91.1 FM.
And John Wilsbach is not here because the Harrisburg Heat, in a playoff game, just knocked off the Baltimore Blast tonight by a score of 5-4. So congratulations to the Heat. John had the call on our alternate stream. And on Tuesday, it will be the Heat trying to wrap up that series back home in Harrisburg.
Geiger with a travel out front passes off to Harward, who hits the three, but after the travel was hit, or after the travel was called, I should say. Middletown with the basketball. 52-43 is the score. Hughes just into the front court, passes off to Leach. Leach dribbles to the wing. Plummer, Mattis to the bucket, no good. Tips it back up and in. Like Mattis with eight.
Just stayed active. And when Harward came after the block, that meant Mattis has a lane, and now a steal.
Mattis with it loose on the end line. It's going to be Middletown basketball. So Mattis fell over Riley, and the ball touched Riley when Riley was on the end line.
And there's no foul there because it was a loose ball situation. Neither player had an advantage, and it was just two bodies colliding at that point. I think that was the right call from the official, considering there was no possession established.
Bounce pass, Hughes. Three-pointer. Bullseye for Ryan Hughes. 57-43. Raiders by 14.
There's your dagger right there. And that's Ryan Hughes recognizing the moment.
Riley driving down inside. Going to be a foul. That's going to be Mattis trying to push him towards the end line.
That's four on Mattis now. It's a good thing for Middletown. You're up 14 right now. Probably a little late for the Ironmen to try to consistently try to get the ball inside to Harward and take advantage of that.
It's going to be Riley to the line here to shoot two. Middletown already with 10 fouls here in the second half. Riley misses the front.
Yeah, it has not been an advantage though for Danville. Oh, so many bricks here. 10 of them missed here in the second half of play, and they've only been able to make five of their shots from the line. That's an 11th miss.
Yep, second one no good as well. Middletown with a basketball. Plummer almost called for a travel, but passes it off safely. Marakovic at center circle. Plummer on the wing. He'll drive inside, puts it up, no good. They're going to call him for the charge.
Yeah, for some reason, Chris was a little out of control in the backcourt. Got a little bit fired up, I think, because the Danville fans wanted to travel. Got in his ear, and he had that bug in his ear saying, I'm taking this to the basket and drawing contact. And when he did, somebody was back there just waiting for him.
Riley across midcourt for Danville. 5:10 left to play. Middletown 57, Danville 43. Holcomb over to Riley. He'll try the three. That's too strong. Rebound is going to be Kozik, who gets it, but he's double-teamed and lost it and out of bounds. It's going to be Middletown ball.
Great hustle. Who's over there again, Steve?
Trey Leach.
I mean, every time there's one of those hustle-type players, it's usually Trey Leach who's around the basketball.
Leach has it in the backcourt. Pass it off to Marakovic. Marakovic back over to Leach. Leach will step into the front court with a pass to Hughes. Right wing. Drives baseline. Goes through everybody. Plummer. Corner. Three. Got it! Chris Plummer's third three of the game, 60-43. Middletown running away now with 4:40 left to play.
There are just some times when Chris Plummer wants the basketball. Ryan Hughes recognizes it, and Plummer drains it.
Shot by Harward, no good. Saves it from going out of bounds himself, but it actually does get to a friendly hand as Riley gets it, but Leach steals it away. Plummer, touch pass, Marakovic to the bucket. Finger roll is good.
Nighty-night, kids. Danville calls timeout, but the damage is done.
Timeout. We'll step out as well. 4:21 left to play in the fourth quarter. It's Middletown 62, Danville 43. Back after this on the Vega Finger Minor Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Tim Clouser of Remax Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and Remax Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser and Remax Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com. Giant Food Stores would like to congratulate the Blue Raiders on a great season. Also, congratulations to the band, cheerleaders, WMSS, and everyone who made this season a success. Great job, Middletown, from your friends at Giant Foods.
Welcome back, Central Dauphin East High School. Steve Lee, Brian Kaiser. Dan McGarrow here as well. Tim Neville, our studio producer, here this evening. Glad you could join us. 4:21 left to go in the fourth quarter. First round of the state playoffs, Middletown leading Danville 62-43.
Got off to a slow start, then started working things out in the first half. And here in the second half, it's been a combination of Danville missing foul shots, a lot of them, 11 missed foul shots for Danville here in the second half. And Middletown just surging at different times in this half to extend the lead.
Danville with the basketball out of the timeout, spinning his guy or bounce pass down to Holcomb down low, puts it off the glass and good. 62-45. Raiders lead by 17 here midway through the fourth quarter. Leach bounce pass to Plummer over to Marakovich on the right. Marakovich right side will dribble back towards the midcourt stripe. Now bounce pass over to Hughes. Hughes on the right. Back to Marakovich, back to Hughes. Hughes will attack, baseline, threads it through. Plummer open for three again, in and out. Rebound is by Holcomb, but Leach almost stole it away. He almost poked it out. But
if he didn't step on the end line as he was coming after the basketball, it's another steal for Trey Leach. Marakovich sits. Just give him a quick breather. Truesdale back in. Been a solid performance from the Blue Raiders here tonight. It's going to be a different type of team they're going to play next on probably Wednesday, but we'll see, against Johnstown.
Shot by Kozik, no good. Rebound tipped up once, twice. Now Kozik gets the rebound, tries it. It's going to be swatted away. Comes all the way back out to Riley, top of the key. He'll take the three, and it's good.
You know, that's probably his second open look outside the arc in the game.
First one was the first shot of the game.
Exactly. And Riley's done as he fouled Plummer.
Riley is done with 3:04 left on the clock. And Plummer down to the line for Middletown.
So Riley opens his night with an open three. And he ends his night with an open three and his fifth personal foul.
And it's actually, I think it's only the sixth team foul for Danville.
Yeah, it's been Middletown who's been hacking away here in the second half, but Riley fouls out with 13 points. You can see his talent. Again, this is a very young Danville team. They'll be heard from in the future, you would expect. It's all underclassmen in their usual starting roster.
Plummer, Hughes, and it's going to be poked away by Harward out of bounds. Middletown will inbound with 2:57 left to go. Raiders are... it's 3 minutes away from their first state playoff tournament win since 1993. Leach, left wing, he'll drive inside, puts it off the glass, no good, but it's going to be a goaltend as Harward got his finger caught in the netting, and it caused the rim to bounce.
Now, I thought it was Kobe Sprecher who made it move. No. It was definitely hard. Sprecher was going to follow that one up. He had that sort of wry smile. Like, wait a minute, that was going to be two for me. I was going to score.
Count the bucket by Leach. 64-48. Raider lead is 16 with 2:37 left to play. Geiger, top of the key. Cush, he can't control it. It's loose into the backcourt, and it's going to be a backcourt violation. Plummer and Cush both dive for it on the floor, but because Cush landed on it first, that's an over and back.
I believe Lenny Smith, the head coach of Danville, is very close to seeing a certain letter from the officials because he is in their ear, and I understand his frustration.
Plummer, Truesdale, corner, three, in and out. Hughes tips the rebound, tips it again from Savick, going out of bounds, but Kozik comes away with it. Kozik going down the right side of the lane, puts it up, spins around, and good.
Quick timeout for Danville.
Timeout on the floor. We'll step out as well. 2:12 left to play. Fourth quarter. It's Middletown 64, Danville 50. Back after this on the Fager Pinkbottom for your home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-972. Middletown Swim Club, a proud supporter of Middletown Athletics, is accepting new memberships for its 2017 season. Across from the Middletown Area High School, and complete with two diving boards, a giant slide, a pavilion to host parties and events, a large green space, and so much more, the Middletown Swim Club is the perfect place for members to make memories with friends and families. Their number is 944-4235. Leave a message and get more information about becoming a member of a Middletown Swim Club.
Through 12 left to play in the fourth quarter. Middletown up by 14. Raiders with the basketball out of the timeout. And we're going to get a foul called against Danville.
Well, one thing that has been an Achilles heel for Middletown, if you want to look at it that way, they've not been a good foul shooting team on the season. They're going to get what looks like three straight cracks to go 1-1. This will be the last gasp effort from the Ironmen.
Plummer at the line. He's got 11 tonight. Front end of the 1-1, that's no good. Harvard gets the rebound. And they'll bring it up the floor. Kush goes over to Geiger for three. It's good from the left wing. 64-53, Danville. Trying to claw closer. Did they call that a two?
Apparently they called that a two because they only have 52 on the board and nobody's arguing about it.
So Hughes will get to the line at the other end. That's going to be a foul on Geiger, his fourth. First shot up and good.
Leach returns in place of Truesdale. Hughes now up to 20 for the night. He had 10 big points in that first quarter when Middletown just could not score.
No good. Rebound, Madison. He's going to get fouled.
That's Madison sneaking around the backside. And Harvard looking at the official, looking for a little bit of help. It's like, I got fouled. How did he get on the inside of me? And the reason is because it wasn't a solid box out. And it allowed Madison to spin down low and get position.
Kozik gets the foul. Mattis makes the first free throw. He's got 9 tonight.
By the way, that's Kozik's fourth also.
Yeah. Second shot from Mattis is good. So Mike Mattis in double digits.
And good for him because they needed him to step up tonight with Tyre Mills not available. Hopefully Tyre will be available for the next game. But Mattis comes through with double digits tonight.
Geiger tries a long two-pointer again. That is good at the other end for Danville. 67-54. It is 5-13 and a quick foul. This is going to be Marakovic getting fouled this time. And the best free throw shooter for Middletown will head to the stripe here for the first time tonight.
And this will be the fourth foul against Harvard. So if you're on the floor right now and you started the game for Danville, you've got four fouls. The only guy who doesn't is Coleman Kush. You got him with any? Maybe one?
Yeah, he's got one. First shot is good. Second shot, no good from Marakovic. Rebound by Danville. Kush down court. Kozik down the lane. Puts it up and good.
A little bit too late. Kozik now up with 15 points. But he'll be done.
Yep. He is going to pick up the foul. And it's going to be Middletown walking to the other end here with 1:21 left. Leading 68-56.
This is where the foul game doesn't work very well.
Yeah, you're running out of fouls.
You're running out of people who play significant minutes for you. In fact, they don't have anybody else now who plays significant minutes for them. They still have three more guys out there on the floor right now with four fouls.
Trey Leach at the line for the Raiders. First shot is good. Trey Leach, you have to wonder if you go back in like fourth quarters down the stretch of games, what his actual free throw percentage is.
I mean, seriously, he's a clutch player. That's the bottom line. And he's actually found something at the line. I don't know what it is. Whatever it is, he's 5 for 6 tonight.
He makes both of them there, 70-56. Here's Geiger at the foul line, bounce pass. Holcomb in the paint, comes back out to Geiger. Geiger double teamed. Pass is tipped by Leach, but Cush saves it. Goes down low to Holcomb, but he couldn't handle the pass. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Middletown ball with 1:02 left to play.
Let's see if they call off the dogs here. Does not look like they're going to. Get it into Marakovich. They're not going to auto foul, though, and that's probably good news for everybody.
Yeah, Marakovich, Plummer, bounce pass to Hughes in the front court. They're going to double team him quickly. Over across the way to Leach on the right side. 45 seconds to go. And there's the big swipe by Holcomb. And that's going to be his fourth.
Oh. I just assumed he had four because he had three at halftime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's...
He's done well.
Well, if nothing else, Danville's, of their five starters, they get 20 fouls. They've used 17 of them.
We are going to have to look up Trey Leach's numbers, though, and just change his foul shooting percentage instead of a season long to a playoff long, because he has money from the line. Is Middletown able to bring in a couple subs?
Yep.
Three of them? Seniors?
Some other subs check into the game for Danville as well as they go past that point of no return on the bench, so.
Tristan Maxwell, Braden Thomas, Trey Michael all get into the game.
Leach misses the second free throw. Danville with the rebound. Here goes Geiger into the lane, puts it up, no good. Rebound by Middletown. It's Leach. He'll bring it down into the front court. Leach out near center circle. Pass it over to Marakovich. Marakovich passes off. That's Maxwell. Trey Michael. Marakovich center circle. 20 seconds hit to go. Thomas goes to Maxwell. Marakovich. Michael. Back to Marakovich. Raiders starting to clap here on the near side. Bleachers. Leach dribbles through the traffic. Michael back to Marakovich. 5 seconds left. Marakovich with the dribble. And he will shoot one at the buzzer. No good. The Middletown picks up their first PIAA state tournament victory since 1993. They defeat Danville by a final score of 71-56. Stay tuned. Your post-game show coming up after this here in the Fager Finkelbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Bastien's Auto Service of Middletown is a proud supporter of Blue Raider Athletics. Bastien's does minor engine repair, brake work, exhaust systems, tune-ups, electrical troubleshooting, general automotive repair, and emissions testing. Don, Tim, and Ray get the job done right the first time. Bastien's Auto Service of Oak Hill Drive in Middletown, open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5:30 p.m.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulates Steele High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in Highspire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of cards, collectibles, Yankee candles, and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Hetrick Center, proudly serving Middletown since 1979. Specializing in musculoskeletal and neurological conditions, the Hetrick Center has chiropractic,
physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists collaborating for the patient's benefit. They accept most major insurances and they're home of the HydroWorks aquatic therapy pools. They have offices in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. The Hetrick Center, moving you in the right direction.
Seven Sorrows Athletic Association is a proud supporter of Middletown Area High School Athletics. Seven Sorrows offers a variety of sports programs to the youth of our community, including football, cheerleading, boys and girls basketball, and boys and girls track. The Seven Sorrows Athletic Association would like to wish the Blue Raider boys and girls basketball teams good luck as they make their district and state playoff runs. Go Raiders!
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania Athletics and Academics.
Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with Supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory. Keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder, not just another funeral home.
Station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown. Super 91.
The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 would like to congratulate the Blue Raiders on a great season. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown. For more information about joining the VFW Post 1620, you can call 944-3137 or check out VFWPost1620.com. Congratulations, Blue Raiders, from Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620.
Welcome back to CD East High School. Steve Leedy along with Brian Kaiser and Dan McGarrow. Tim Neville, a studio producer tonight. Middletown victorious over Danville by a score of 71-56. Our Brian Kaiser went downstairs trying to get a post-game interview with somebody here after this game. Again, it's a good win for this Middletown team. First state playoff victory for Middletown since 1993. That would be Dave Grabuloff and company, their senior year, as they won their first round game. We believe it was against Saucon Valley out of District 11 back in 93, and then they lost to Lake Lehman the following game up at Martz Hall in Pottsville. But I think Middletown only made the state playoff one time since then. They played Owen J. Roberts down at Hepburn Horsham in, I believe, the late 90s, or the mid to late 90s. That's the last time Middletown's been in the state playoffs in boys basketball. But they get the win here tonight, 71-56 over Danville. Let's take a look at the final statistics here in this game. For Danville, Shane Kozik led the way. He had 15 points. Dyson Harward with 14. Peyton Riley had 13. It was Gavin Geiger with 6, Colin Holcomb with 6, and Brandon McGall rounded out the scoring with their only bench points with 2. For Middletown, Ryan Hughes led all scorers tonight with 20, Luke Marakovich with 14, Trey Leach with 14, Chris Plummer with 11, and Mike Mattis had 10. So the Raiders had double digits from every single starter tonight, and as with Danville, only 2 bench points. That was Kyle Truesdale with the final bucket there for Middletown. Hit them all up, and it is 71-56 in favor of the Middletown Blue Raiders, who advanced to take on Johnstown, who was a winner tonight over Schuylkill Valley. That was a 10-point spread on that game, I believe. Final score was 62-52. So Middletown will take on Johnstown. That'll be scheduled for Wednesday. Of course, we got the whole snow thing hanging over everybody's head. And the PIAA, if it is going to be a snowstorm on Tuesday, like they say it's going to be, it's going to end up being a scheduling nightmare with all the games being played on Tuesday and Wednesday. And you know, we'll have to see what happens. It has to snow first, but a lot of people are saying that it's going to. And if it's a mess, well, then we're going to have some cancellations, and who knows what's going to happen with the schedule. So one thing we do know, we will be on the air wherever Middletown plays, whatever they play. We'll be there with the opponent being Johnstown. We can speculate where it's going to go. The places that I have in mind are going to be Chambersburg is a possibility. Big Spring is a possibility. They could really go screwy and take both teams up to State College. I think that would be too far for both teams to go. If they use Shippensburg University at all, that could be a possible game site for that. So it's somewhere between here and Johnstown. There's no real good spot if you look at the midpoint, as you'd be going right out the turnpike. That's why I think Big Spring is probably the best midpoint between those two schools. But they do use Chambersburg all the time. And that, if I had to put a front runner on it, I'd guess Chambersburg at this point. But we'll see. The PIAA usually releases their schedule on Sunday morning, mid-morning, or afternoon. So stay tuned to the PIAA website for that. And we will take another break here on the post-game show. Again, our Brian Kaiser down trying to get some post-game interviews, and we will bring those back to you when we come back. Again, our final score here tonight, it was Middletown 71, Danville 56. Back after this in the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
Thursday, March 16th, from 9:15 a.m. until 12:15 p.m., the Middletown Home will be a host site for AARP as they do 2016 income tax returns. This is a free service, but you must call the Middletown Home and reserve a spot. Appointments are available by calling 944-3351. That's 944-3351 at the Middletown Home.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
And welcome back to CD East High School. Steve Lee, Brian Kaiser, Dan McGarrow, Tim Neville, our studio producer. And our Brian Kaiser had a post-game interview with Middletown coach Chris Sattell.
Back here on the post-game show, Middletown head coach Chris Sattell. Coach, slow start to the game for the team, but looked like Ryan really was able to carry you guys scoring-wise, and then defensively you really got into it.
Well, we did. We were down early. They hit a couple of shots. Our guys were still kind of dazed and confused, but we stepped up and ended the quarter. Once we got up 14-12, I knew it was just a matter of time before our guys really buckled down and start trying to get some baskets defensively, and getting stops defensively, getting baskets offensively.
You were able to get them in foul trouble, which was a real key, and the way the team it consistently attacks the basket and just never gives up on plays, it seems to be this team's MO.
Well, the one thing that we talk about before every single game is we play hard, play smart, and play together, and that's exactly what they did tonight. Even when we got down, there was never any panic by our kids. They knew what they had to do. They knew how to respond to a little bit of adversity. As I mentioned earlier, we're still kind of down and out about that loss against Lancaster Catholic, but you know, to know that the runner-up is moving on to the Sweet 16 and the District 3 champion is done, that's a pretty good feeling.
You got Michael Mattis to step in for you today. Played some big minutes inside and really matched up really well. You have to be pleased with what you got out of him.
No, Michael did a tremendous job tonight. Early, he was kind of taken back that they were flashing their post player to catch the ball. And we kind of predicate our defense off of making sure we make those passes difficult. And he's not used to having a post player that's able to catch like that. Once he got readjusted and got back in the flow of the things, he was great. And he really had a tremendous job tonight. My cousin, who's the coach at Delaware Valley College, basically said, holy cow, like that kid would play different tonight than he's played all year. He played with some aggressive tendencies there, so that really helped us a lot.
Next game is against the Johnstown team, which is a different style of team than this Danville team. It's going to be a little bit of an adjustment and it's a quick turnaround.
Yeah, absolutely. And now the games pile up. We have off for a week or whatnot, but we'll have our end of season banquet tomorrow, even though we're still going, which is nice. We'll make it quick, recognize the seniors, and we'll prepare our guys and get ready for Wednesday night. And hopefully we'll be good with the snow. I don't know what's going to happen, but leave it up to Mother Nature to throw a wrinkle and things.
Well, hopefully, if we're not plowed in and snowed in, we'll see you then.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Coach Chris Sattell here on the postgame show.
All right. Thank you very much, Brian. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll start to go over the scores. I got every single score from the state of Pennsylvania in all the tournaments going, so we'll give at least some of them.
Let's not give them all, please.
It's a long, long list.
It's a long list, folks. Seriously. We'll get some of them in.
We'll tell you who won. So we'll take time out, and we'll have that when we come back. Again, our final score here tonight was Middletown 71, Danville 56. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Tim Clouser of Remax Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and Remax Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser, Remax Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com. Giant Food Stores would like to congratulate the Blue Raiders on a great season. Also, congratulations to the band, cheerleaders, WMSS, and everyone who made this season a success. Great job, Middletown, from your friends at Giant Foods.
C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-972. Middletown Swim Club, a proud supporter of Middletown Athletics, is accepting new memberships for its 2017 season. Across from the Middletown Area High School and complete with two diving boards, a giant slide, a pavilion to host parties and events, a large green space, and so much more, the Middletown Swim Club is the perfect place for members to make memories with friends and families. Their number is 944-4235. Leave a message and get more information about becoming a member of the Middletown Swim Club.
Vastine's Auto Service of Middletown is a proud supporter of Blue Raider Athletics. Vastine's does minor engine repair, brake work, exhaust systems, tune-ups, electrical troubleshooting, general automotive repair, and emissions testing. Don, Tim, and Ray get the job done right the first time. Vastine's Auto Service of Oak Hill Drive in Middletown, open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5:30 p.m.
Welcome back, CD East High School. Steve Lee and Brian Kaiser here in the postgame show. Middletown victorious tonight, 71-56. Now I turn to Brian Kaiser for the girls' portion of the scoreboard.
And we're going to keep this brief, as brief as we can. We're going to deal with just pretty much the District 3 teams in these brackets. So single A will be first, Lebanon Catholic, 53-29 winner over Gailton. They'll next play against Faith Christian, and they knocked out 6-seed Harrisburg Christian, 52-31. Linden Hall, victorious over Sullivan County. Linden Hall, the 3rd seed out of District 3, 53-47 their win. They'll play against Nativity next, the District 11 seed, victorious today. Lord's Regional eliminated Lancaster Country Day, 64-34. Jenkintown knocked out the 4th seed out of District 3, Greenwood, 46-28. And Halifax, in the game that was played here, eliminated by Southern Fulton, 45-42. Halifax was the number 2 seed overall. So Lebanon Catholic, Linden Hall, the remaining teams in the single A girls draw for District 3. For triple A girls, it was Newman Goretti knocking out the Middletown Lady Raiders. Respectable performance, though, by the Lady Raiders, 77-50, the final score down at St. Joe's Prep High School in Philly. And they'll next play against New Hope Solberry, who held a team to 18 points today. And the other two teams in the draw for District 3 both win. Those are teams with some pedigree in the state playoffs, that being York Catholic, who beat Loyal Sock Township 60-54. They'll next play against Pine Grove, the champion of District 11. And DeLone Catholics on the western side of the draw, they beat Mastery Charter South 58-28 and will next play against District 6 champion West Shamokin. And we go to what I'm going to call Quint A. That would be the 5A bracket for the girls' side. And there's only two teams left from District 3, and they will play, or I'm sorry, three teams left. And two of them will play each other in the next round. Susquehannock, the District 3 champion, a 48-45 win over Radnor. New Oxford, the District 3 6th seed, upset Abington Heights today, 58-44. So those two league mates will match up in the second round. West York was eliminated 39-36 by Mastery Charter North, the District 12 second seed, who will next play against Southern Lehigh, who eliminated 7th seed out of District 3 Dover, 44-29. Lower Dauphin, former Middletown head basketball coach Bob Heiser, his team knocked out today by District 1's 3rd seed Bishop Shanahan, 37-31 the final there. They'll next play against Archbishop Wood, who was a 38-28 winner over W.C. Henderson, should I call him?
I think it's Westchester.
Well, I know. I figure it would be fun for old time's sake. You've got Wyoming Valley West, the 2 seed out of District 2, eliminating Twin Valley, the 4 seed out of District 3, 41-27. Lampeter Strasburg goes down 52-41 to the District 1 champion Springfield Delco. West and Delco play next. And Harrisburg's on the western side of the draw there. They knocked off Dyard Ruston, 58-36. They'll next play against Archbishop Carroll. who was a 53-35 winner over Mount St. Joseph Carroll, is the third seed out of District 12. Boys coming up next. I'll gear up for those right now.
All right, so we'll have the boys' scoreboard rundown when we come back. Again, our final score here, Middletown 71, Danville 56. Back one final time after this here on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulates Steele High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in High Spire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of cards, collectibles, Yankee candles, and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Hetrick Center, proudly serving Middletown since 1979. Specializing in musculoskeletal and neurological conditions, the Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists collaborating for the patient's benefit. They accept most major insurances, and they're home of the HydroWorks aquatic therapy pools. They have offices in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. The Hetrick Center, moving you in the right direction.
Seven Sorrows Athletic Association is a proud supporter of Middletown Area High School Athletics. Seven Sorrows offers a variety of sports programs to the youth of our community, including football, cheerleading, boys and girls basketball, and boys and girls track. The Seven Sorrows Athletic Association would like to wish the Blue Raider boys and girls basketball teams good luck as they make their district and state playoff runs. Go Raiders!
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania Athletics and Academics.
Back one final time here to Central Dauphin East High School, where Middletown beat Danville tonight 71-56 in the first round of the 4A Boys State Basketball Tournament. And for the rest of the boys scoreboard, let's go over to Brian Kaiser to run down all those District 3 teams. And I think you're going to take a more in-depth look at the 4A scoreboard.
A little bit, but that's because we only have one score to give you on the AA boys, and that's because Halifax, the only team that qualifies, the District 3 champion, went to overtime because of a Sam Hoon three-point basket at the buzzer of regulation that put them into overtime and then outscored Muncie by a score of 6-1 in overtime to win 47-42. Fax advances, and they will next play against Masterman, a 70-62 winner over Marion Catholic. Masterman is the District 12 third seed. Let's go to we'll come back to 4A because and we'll move up to 6A, the 6A bracket. CD East, you talk about a bracket though that's nuts. This is the one. CD East, the District 3-6 seed, upsets Abington, the District 1 champion, 64-63 in overtime. So the folks over here at East, very excited about that. They'll next play against Archbishop Ryan, who beat Parkland 77-55. The District 3 second seed, Hempfield, victorious over William Allen, 62-57. They'll next play against the District 4 champ, Williamsport, who knocked off Penwood. Perkiomen Valley upset Roman Catholic. So the District 12 one seed in 6A has been eliminated. Also the defending state champion at the highest level. 57-55, the final there. Their next matchup is District 3's third seed, Reading, a 58-45 winner over North Penn. Lebanon, they lost. 80-64 at the hands of third seed out of District 1, Plymouth White Marsh. They'll next play against Pocono Mountain West, who eliminated Lower Marion. And that's the eastern side of things, where it's a much lighter draw than what probably anyone expected. The only district champs remaining on the upper side of 6A are Williamsport and Pocono Mountain West. On the western side of things, there's two District 3 teams involved, and both of them win today. Harrisburg, 55-34, no problem with Downingtown West, the 10 seed out of District 1. Next, playing against Emmaus, the 4 seed out of District 11, squeaked out a 1-point win over Cheltenham. And Carlisle, also victorious today. They beat Coatesville, the 2 seed out of District 1, 64-56. Carlisle next plays District 12, second seed Lincoln, who beat Conestoga. So a horrible day at the 6A level for District 1, as they only get out of their, is it 10 or 11 teams? I think they get 10. It's 10 teams. They got two teams to win, and it was the third seed and the 8 seed who advanced out of District 1. So
that's strange to see that.
Very, very odd.
It's also strange to see Chester in the 5A bracket. And of course, they play Hershey. That's the weirdness of the six classifications.
Folks, welcome to the state playoffs when you've got six classifications. And now the Quad A situation. We'll start in the East. West Philadelphia, Wilkes-Barre, GAR at the first matchup. West Philly eliminated the District 3 champion, Lancaster Catholic, 78-65, GAR, 72-59 victory over Sealands Grove. District 12 continues their victories with Conwell Egan's 81-59 knockout of Saucon Valley. They'll next play an upset winner in Nanticoke, who upset the District 11 champ, Bethlehem Catholic, 58-56. Imhotep Charter, the prohibited favorite, going into the draw, and the number 6 team in the country, according to USA Today. Bishop McDevitt was within 11 at halftime. That changed quickly in the second half. 74-41, Mike Gaffey's team done for the season. But a good showing for them, and they're young, and they'll be back next year. Scranton Prep will be the next, you'd say, cannon fodder, but Prep was impressive today, 99-46 against an overmatched Salisbury team. So it's the District 2 champion up next for Imhotep. Augen Reed is the District 12 third seed. They romped over Jim Thorpe, 84-36. Of course, Jim Thorpe, he's been dead for many, many years, and their team was today as well. Berks Catholic up next for them, the District 3 third seed, and the team that Middletown was able to knock out at the buzzer, you know, the semifinals of the districts. An easy win today, 59-39 over District 4 champion Lewisburg. We'll go to the western side of the draw. We'll start at the bottom. Beaver Falls, a team that has some at least name recognition for Middletown fans. They're still alive. The District 7 4 seed, a 62-52 winner over Central Martinsburg. They'll next play against the District 10 champion, Erie Strong Vincent. Strong Vincent, a very good team, and they are a 67-48 winner tonight over South Fayette. McGuffey and Newcastle will be a District 7 matchup. McGuffey upsets Clearfield, the District 9 champion, 48-46. The 5 seed of District 7 next plays against the Whippeal champion, Newcastle, who beat Sharon area today, 72-38. On the quarter with Middletown, Quaker Valley 7-2, Grove City 10-2. They're the next matchup in the second round. Quaker Valley 76-52 over Harbor Creek. Grove City 57-50 over Central Valley. And Middletown's next opponent will be Johnstown. An up and down team, a team that goes and likes to press full court, and a team that really wants to force turnovers. They knock out Schuylkill Valley, the District 3 5 seed, 62-52. And of course, our game here, Blue Raiders with the slow start, but it's somewhat to be expected. You still have a little bit of that malaise from the district championship game that they had in their grasp, had it slip away from them. They come out in this game, and I thought it really important for this team today, in the absence of Tyre Mills, like Ryan Hughes was able to offensively carry them for that first quarter. That second quarter, all of a sudden, now everyone started working into things. It was a big three for Marakovich before halftime, and then in the second half, Middletown took advantage of some Danville missed foul shots, and Michael Mattis played a very strong game, probably the strongest game we've seen him play on both ends of the floor, and they needed him to do that because you had a dominant big man for the other team, and he was able to match him on both ends of the floor tonight, and that allowed the superior guard play of Middletown to carry the day.
That's going to wrap up our coverage of high school basketball here tonight. And don't forget, the PIAA will release their sites and times some point tomorrow, probably around noon, on the PIAA website is where you'll see them. If you look all over Twitter, I'm sure Middletown will be posting as soon as they know. But, of course, it is going to be unknown what happens on with the impending snowstorm. So any sites or times that come up on Sunday could be moot.
We
could get no snow at all.
It's entirely possible, but we probably will. One thing that we do know for sure, we will be moving the clocks up an hour. So make sure, folks, you remember to do that tonight and have your pet spayed and neutered as well. Public service everywhere for everyone.
So we will certainly have Middletown and Johnstown wherever and whenever that is. Also a chance of Trinity and DelVal Charter if the opportunity is there for us to attempt to do that game. But those are basically the only teams we got left here. It's Middletown boys and Trinity boys. So just stay tuned to WSSFM.com. We'll have our broadcast schedule there somewhere on the website, and follow us on Facebook, WMSS 91.1 FM. We will have it there, no doubt, as well.
Say goodnight, Steve.
Yes. For studio producer Tim Neville, for our Facebook guy Dan McGarrow, for Brian Kaiser, Steve Lee, saying goodnight for CDs High School. Again, our final score here tonight, Middletown 71, Danville 56. The Blue Raiders marching on to the second round of the PIAA 4A Boys State Basketball Playoffs. And you heard it live here on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
You've been listening to Middletown Playoff Basketball on WMSS. Today's game brought to you in part by Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, VFW Post 1620, Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, JD's Junction, Gingrich Memorials, Middletown Home, with kids in mind, J&J Pizzeria, DHL, Tim Clouser, Remax Realty Select, Giant Food Stores, C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, Middletown Swim Club, Fastine's Auto Service, 230 Cafe, Middletown Pharmacy, Hetrick Center, Seven Sorrows Athletic Association, TJ's Car Wash, Blue and Gold Club, and the Middletown Area High School Alumni Association. Your home for the best in high school sports is WMSS Middletown.